Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob and Yurt Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church, and I'm thrilled to be headed tomorrow to California to speak at Pepperdine University. We talked about this yesterday, announced it last week. And what I'd like to do today is go through a list of the celebrities who live in Malibu. And that's where Pepperdine University is. Pepperdine was founded by a member of the Church of Christ, and it is a very diverse denomination because it ranges from fundamentalist, Bible-adhering Christians all the way over to pretty hardcore liberals, pro-abortion, pro-homosexual, pro-evolution. And in fact, Pepperdine University has this week, as part of their annual Bible Lectures series, which attracts thousands of people from around the country and even around the world, they have one of the talks is about making homosexual Christians comfortable in your church. So that shows how far Pepperdine has fallen. Last year, they had a series of talks on evolution and the Big Bang and an old earth. And this year, the promotion even of homosexuality. So those two, that's symptomatic, and they're related. When you give up on Genesis, taken literally, the denominations who have actually opposed young earth and don't tolerate biblical creationism, they, for the most part, one after the other, they go pro-abortion, pro-homosexual. I mean, you got United Methodist churches that deny even the resurrection, like the Arvada United Methodist Church just down the street from our Real Science Radio and Bob and Yurt Live studio. So at any rate, I want to talk about the ad in the Malibu Times that is running this week and the folks that it could influence. And I'll share with you in a bit the text of that ad, and it'll be interesting to see of the celebrities who live in Malibu. I just pulled up a list here, and I've got photos of their homes, and I guess they're in, I don't know if they're in alphabetical order. I don't know how they ordered these. As I go through this list, you could check off in your mind who is least likely to come to a creation evolution talk Friday at 3 o'clock this week at Pepperdine University, just right up the street from their homes. I mean, Malibu is small. It's on the coast there, and it's just so picturesque. It's gorgeous. Well, at least before the drought, it was gorgeous. Could we pipe them some of the water we've got here in Colorado? Oh, no, they're against pipes. They're against reservoirs. They're against phonics. And they got a jihad against children, and they're even against marriage as instituted by God. So anyway, you reap what you sow, right? Hey, if you're against reservoirs of all things, they are. They're against reservoirs for 50 years. They don't want to build reservoirs. Why? I guess because of the animals. I mean, as far as I could tell, fish prefer water. As far as I can tell, but still they're against reservoirs. Okay, so who might see our ad in the Malibu Times? The list of celebrities who live in Malibu, and here's, I'm looking at photos of their mansions, their residences. They're not all mansions, but Angelina Jolie. Is she likely to come to our creation evolution talk? Angelina Jolie, I don't think so. Paris Hilton. Now, I've heard of these women. Britney Spears. Now, I really know about Britney Spears because we had a singer on the show who used to tour with Britney, Kelly Klinger. Do you remember that? And Kelly Klinger, after she became a Christian and a pro-lifer, she went back to Malibu to Britney Spears' mansion and tried to share the gospel with her, but wasn't able to talk with her. But at least Kelly tried, right? And I remember we got an email from Kelly Klinger because we did a Real Science radio show. We were making fun of an evolution article in a science magazine. What it was in Discover magazine. And they said they found bats or some kind of creature with long mutated fingers. And so they said that must have been what instigated flight in mammals, fingers that were longer. And so it made me think of Kelly Klinger, and we posted a photo of Kelly because she has long fingers. She's a keyboardist. We wondered if she ever took flight because of her long fingers and if her kids have been born with just some kind of mutation that where they might be able to fly, or at least her grandkids. And so she sent an email and thanked us for considering, but just wanted Real Science Radio to know that, no, my long fingers have never caused me to take flight. Thanks for the shout out on Friday, Kelly Klinger. So that was fun. Anyway, Britney Spears, not likely to come to the event. Even if she does see the ad in their local Malibu Times newspaper. And I'll share the ad with you in a little bit. And then there's Halle Berry. It's amazing if I'm pronouncing these names right. That in and of itself is amazing. Then there's Halle Berry and Ellen DeGeneres. Ellen DeGeneres makes me think about the Disney effort to... They take young girls, actresses, singers, and they help to destroy their lives. And they become then the role models for another generation of kids growing up on the pop culture. Ellen DeGeneres, being a lesbian, Disney couldn't be more thrilled to make sure that she's their spokesperson. They use her voice whenever, you know, they've got something to present to children, a special, whatever, they're thrilled. Brad Pitt lives in Malibu. Now, wasn't he married to Angelina Jolie? Are they still married? Didn't they used to call them Brangelina? I think Hollywood used to do that, right? They used to combine the names like Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes. They called them Tomcat and Brangelina. So anyway, Brangelina lives in Malibu. I guess they live in separate homes. Are they still married? I don't know. It's hard to keep track. In the ad running in the Malibu Times, it has three goals. We figure that out of 10,000 people who could read it online or in the printed newspaper, probably less than 1 out of 10,000 would actually come to the event on Friday to hear a creation evolution presentation on the Pepperdine University campus. But maybe 1 in 1,000 might go to the website that's listed. Everyone who reads the ad could be affected. So the goal of the ad has three purposes. First, that the ad itself would educate people. Secondly, it might send a small number to our website here at kgov.com and Real Science Radio. And thirdly, very unlikely, but it might bring out one person. I mean, not a Hollywood celebrity, but somebody might come to visit the event. So let's see. Here's the ad. Real Science Radio joins Creation Evolution Talks on Pepperdine Campus. Last year, the 2014 Bible Lectures on Pepperdine presented a Big Bang and evolutionary worldview. So alumnus Dr. Vern Bissell organized an independent event for this Friday, May 8th, 2015, in the Villa Graziados Room E115 from 3 o'clock to 8 p.m. to present the alternative creation worldview. Okay, the first. NASA claims that confirmed predictions of the Big Bang validate the theory. But does that hold up to scrutiny? If you search online for, and then in italics, three words, Big Bang predictions, you'll see that Google ranks our article number one at kgov.com/Big Bang. So you notice we're trying to teach anyone there in Malibu. I mean, maybe it's somebody, maybe it's a plumber. I don't think any plumbers live in Malibu. But whoever happens to pick up the newspaper at the library or a coffee shop or a celebrity, we're trying to teach them that there is a very popular article that refutes the claim that the Big Bang theory has predictions that then validate the theory. And it points to our website, kgov.com/Big Bang. The second bullet. If you assume that virtually all science-educated scholars, MDs, and PhDs reject intelligent design. So if you assume that, you've probably never seen our list of the tens of thousands who reject secular Darwinism and believe in some form of creation at kgov.com/scholars-doubting-Darwin. And then the third item. If you've not heard of the greatest paleontology discovery in history, you might want to Google three words or just check out kgov.com/dinosaur-soft-tissue. Somehow the dinosaurs have got to find their way in there, right? And then the fourth bullet, the fourth item, if you're wondering how original dinosaur tissue, as published in journals like Nature and Science, from Triceratops, T-Rex, and Hadrosaurs, can remain soft over the eons since their extinction, you may not have seen kgov.com/list-of-not-so-old-things. I love that title. kgov.com/list-of-not-so-old-things. So you're invited to hear Bob Enyar of Real Science Radio at 3 p.m. tomorrow, and then other great speakers and videos until 8 p.m. For more information, see kgov.com/Pepperdine. So that's the ad that these various celebrities might see, along with everyone else who lives in Malibu, the ad that they might see if they open up the newspaper this week. Yeah, and here's Brad Pitt, continuing with our list of celebrities who live in Malibu, and see if we could figure out who's the most likely to at least read the ad. Brad Pitt, oh, it's the same home on the beach as Angelina Jolie, so they must still be married. Pamela Anderson, Kate Hudson. That sounds familiar. She's Goldie Hawn's daughter, right? Goldie Hawn's daughter. Probort, Goldie Hawn. I assume most of these people are hardcore liberals. Charlie Sheen lives there? Charlie Sheen, his father, Martin Sheen, is a strong pro-lifer. Isn't that surprising? Charlie Sheen lives there. And Mel Gibson, gross. Now, Mel Gibson, he made the wildly successful movie The Passion of the Christ, and he practically became a millionaire because of that movie, because the movie doesn't mock God. The more recent film Noah, with who starred in Noah? Russell Crowe. Yeah, so the story of the flood, it was a dove, a raven, and now a crow. The movie Noah, liberals, when we've argued about this, they've said that it made a lot of money because it took in over $300 million. Well, actually, they're wrong. It lost a fortune. Whereas Mel Gibson's movie, The Passion of the Christ, probably with the marketing budget, it may have cost $30 million or so, and it took in over $1 billion, over a billion. Whereas the movie Noah with Russell Crowe, and that movie, you know, in the preview, the trailer, Christians got excited because these hordes are looks like they're going to attack Noah and the ark, and they're coming after him. One of the mighty men of the nation say, "How can you defy me when you're alone and I have all these men at my back?" And Noah says, "I am not alone." And it's exciting, right? Because you think he's talking about God. But it turns out in the film, he's not talking about God. He's talking about these demons, these fallen angels. So in the film, the good guys are the demons. That gives you an idea of how twisted Hollywood could be. And so it costs $125 million, another $60 million marketing budget. So they got $185 million invested in it. And it took in domestically $100 million. And the international, the foreign box office was $260 million. So it sounds like they made a lot of money, right? But no, the studio, they only get 52% of the domestic take. And they get 35% of the foreign take. So they ended up with $144 million in revenue, leaves them $40 million in the red, $40 million. And it couldn't have happened to a nicer bunch of folks. And you know that film from last year, God's Not Dead? What a great film. Production budget, $2 million, took in $54 million at the domestic box office, $54 million. So it's fun when folks honor God, and they prosper. But Mel Gibson, he doesn't have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. He has become a hate-filled pervert. He is so disgusting, so vile. The fact that he's a racist, which is so evil in and of itself, pales before his perversion and how he's treated his own family. Just shocking. But anyway, Mel Gibson lives in Malibu, although he, for all his wickedness, I'd say he'd be more likely to even read the ad and take note of it than anyone else we've mentioned so far. Leonardo DiCaprio, I recall before we go see a film, Cheryl and I, we check online to see if the film has, you know, what in it. We have to guard ourselves, our own eyes, our own thoughts, and, of course, our kids, even though they're grown. And so you check to see, you look up a Christian family review, or you go to screenit.com, which costs money but does an excellent job, and you find out if the movie has, if it has nudity. Of course, then it's unacceptable. You don't see it. And, you know, and you've got to protect your mind. And if you care about God, and if you care about your loved ones or anyone else for that matter. So when the movie Titanic came out, Cheryl and I, like the rest of the country, we see the phenomenal success it's become. And I remember Channel 9 News, they're interviewing families coming out of the Titanic, and there's moms, dads, and the kids, and young kids, you know, 10, 12 years old. The kids loved it. The parents loved it. The teenagers, everybody loves it. So we just assume, you know, you don't have to fact check in advance or screen it if kids are going. And it turns out that the Titanic has a nude scene in it that is utterly despicable, just like other movies that Christians have raved about, like the movie, what is it? A Mel Gibson movie, Braveheart, with a nude scene in it, seductive nude scene, and you have Christians raving about these films, not realizing that they're helping to destroy the very people that they're encouraging to go see the movie. Because God did not make human beings to watch one another involved in sexual behavior, seductive behavior, nudity, and so on. So Leonardo DiCaprio, I've despised him and his co-host ever since we found out the hard way that there's a nude sex scene in a movie seen by millions of children. just despise him and Hollywood and the producers at Nine News for not warning families and even for pretending that these kids saw this movie and everything is okay. And then there's who else living in Malibu. So I don't know that DiCaprio would come to the Creation Evolution event on Friday at Pepperdine University. Robert Downey Jr. lives there. He's the actor in the Avengers series, right? He's Iron Man. Tom Hanks. Courtney Cox. Well, all these names are so familiar. Courtney Cox. She's a friend of Jennifer Aniston. Somebody in my studio audience just told me. Emily Blunt. Emily Blunt. She's an actress, right? Well, to be blunt, she was in that Open Theism movie. What was that movie called? The Adjustment Bureau. And by the way, speaking of Open Theism, on the Bob Benyart Live YouTube channel, we have a playlist for our Science, Real Science radio show. We have a theology playlist, and the Open Theism debate at the Brown Palace, downtown Denver, from last summer, James White versus Bob Benyart, just crossed 7,000 views. The audio of the debate is just almost at 6,000 views, just another 30 views. It'll be at 6,000 views. And the James White contradicts himself. That's a two-minute condensed version. That's only just over 1,000 views. But thanks to everyone who shares the links and posts and likes these videos, and our YouTube channel is growing. So thank you for all of you. And if you haven't subscribed, please go to kgov.com, click on videos, subscribe to our YouTube channel. And so, the Open Theism, video, The Adjustment Bureau, that had that gal in it. Matthew McConaughey, he lives there. Goldie Hawn, that's the mom. She's a pro-abort, right? Bruce Willis. Now, I don't know much about him, but I do remember meeting his co-host of an old TV show. What is the show was called Moonlighting back in the 80s, and Sybil Shepherd was his co-host. And I remember talking to her and Vanna White at some broadcast convention. I think it was in New Orleans. And with both of them, within about 10 minutes time, I shared information from the Bible, encouraged them to check out the Bible. And what I remember about Vanna White was that she was as rude as could be and did not like me mentioning the Bible. And Sybil Shepherd was as polite as could be and thanked me for caring enough to encourage her to read the Bible. So that was interesting. John Travolta, he's a pervert. Eddie Murphy, he's like what? Eddie Murphy is like one of the, what is, he's one of the top box office draws, gets paid more than, you know, almost any other male actor. I think he's the fourth highest paid. Jim Carrey. Steven Spielberg, his movie Jurassic World, the sequel, the fourth in the series, is coming out June 12th. And Time to Come Out at the is our The Real Jurassic World, Dinosaur Soft Tissue, on YouTube. So that's with Real Science Radio and God in a Nutshell Productions. And their videos have millions of views, millions. Millions and millions. So Steven Spielberg, wouldn't it be astounding if in the film, if Steven Spielberg included information about actual dinosaur soft tissue? Wouldn't that be astounding? Because dinosaur soft tissue, just Google it, go to the top of the list, the article at kgov.com, and you'll see dinosaurs have become missionary lizards because they are overwhelming evidence that the earth is young. And that dinosaurs only lived thousands of years ago, because just like Egyptian mummies have some, not much, but some soft tissue still in their bones. So too do dinosaur bones and carbon 14 and so on. So Steven Spielberg will see if his film presents actual dinosaur soft tissue discoveries. Sean Penn lives in Malibu. Janet Jackson, the tragedy of her perverse brother, Michael Jackson, homosexual child molester. David Letterman, speaking of perverse, Jane Seymour, Jack Nicholson, that's creepy, Pierce Brosnan, Sylvester Stallone, boy, a lot of people live in Malibu, huh? Whoopi Goldberg, and Bill Murray. Now, I have no idea if Bill Murray would be inclined to actually read something on creation evolution, even the little ad. But who knows, you know? Bob Dylan, is he still alive? Is he still alive? Richard Gere, Mel Brooks? How could Mel Brooks still be alive? He's still alive. Robert Redford, sure. She's a hardcore left-wing socialist. Hates God, hates unborn children, celebrates sodomy. That's her big thing in life. And that's about, well, there are more. Anthony Hopkins was reading Bonhoeffer a few months back. I remember that because of the VeggieTales voice, who is also a best-selling author. We flew him in to speak on personhood here. Colorado Right to Life did in Personhood USA. And he wrote a biography of Bonhoeffer. And he also wrote the biography of William Wilberforce, Eric Metaxas. So it's interesting if you've got Anthony Hopkins reading Bonhoeffer. Hey, I'd say he might be the most likely. What a beautiful home, too. Wow. I'd say he might be the most likely to read the ad we have in the Malibu Times this week on creation evolution. And the most thoughtful, the most interested of that whole list that we've just gone through. At any rate, you could pray for those folks. When there's life, there's hope, even for Mel Gibson. So you could pray for those folks. You know what Mel Gibson should do to make it up to his ex-wife? All the money he's got now, $1 billion. If he were to ask me for counsel on what he should do, because she hates him, and rightly so, she hates him. And what he should do is give her all his money, all of it. I don't mean most of it. I mean all of it. He should give her $1 billion and send a note saying, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. That's it. That's what he should do. But I'd say Anthony Hopkins might be the most likely of all those celebrities to read our ad in the Malibu Times. Real Science Radio joins Creation Evolution Talks on Pepperdine Campus. And it points people. So the goal of the ad was threefold. The least significant of the goals, try to get someone in Malibu actually to the event. Far more significant was point people to the Real Science Radio website and kgov.com. The most significant point in the ad was to present directly evidence to cause people to possibly doubt the secular origins, the atheistic origins theories that they hear, and realize that there are thousands of scholars who doubt Darwin, that dinosaurs are missionary lizards, they have soft tissue, and that the Big Bang is not true. Hey, we're out of time. Please pray for that event. God bless you guys.